Om Jnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Svapadantikam Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaivo Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punashravana Kirtanam Ridyantastoya Badrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Nashtaprayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loki Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So it is the auspicious day of the appearance of Govardhan, Govardhana Parvata. Giri Govardhan Ki! So we are reading from the 10th canto, 21st chapter. The gopis glorify Krishna's flute. We are reading the text number 18. Is that written? Yeah. Antayam Adrir Abala Hari Dasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Saha Go Ganayos Tayor Yat Paniya Suyabasa Kandara Kandamulai Antaya Madri Rabala Haridasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sago Ganayostayor Yat Pani Yasuya Vasakandara Kandamulai Antaya Madri Rabala Haridasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sago Ganayostayor Yat Pani Yasuya Vasakandara Kandamulai Antaya Madri Rabala Haridasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sago Ganayostayor Yat Pani Yasuya Vasakandara Kandamulai No one? No gentlemen? Krishna. Swami Yasu. Swami Sakandarakanda Mulai. Ladies. All right. Hanta. Oh, I am this Adri Hill Abala. Oh, friends, Haridasa Varya, the best among the servants of the Lord. Yat, because Ramakrishna Charana. Of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna in Balaram. Sparasha, by the touch. Pramoda, jubilant. Manam, respect. Tanoti, offers. Saha, with. Goganayo, the cows, calves, and cowboys. Tayo, to them, Shri Krishna and Balaram. Yat, because, Paniya, with drinking water. Suyavasa, very soft grass. Kandara, caves. Kandamulai, and edible roots. Translation. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cow friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, because this part of the Bhagavatam, from the 14th chapter on, 10th canto, 14th chapter, has been translated and written by Ridananda Goswami Maharaj with the help of Gopi Paranadana and other devotees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouth. Govardhan also offers other beverages, such as honey, mango juice, and pilu juice. Suyavas indicates durva grass, used to make the religious offering of argya. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram, and their friends play, sit, and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it's raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Of all devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram along with their calves, cows, and cow friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Mukam karoti vachalam pangurlangayate girim yatkripa tamaham bande shri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitam mishwaram. Hare Krishna. Just a second. Shri Giri Govardhan ki jai. Giri Govardhan is very important. We can see that in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he would mistake some Chataka Parvata, you know, some mountains of sand for Govardhan, and rush, you know, like mad to embrace Govardhan, to bow down to Govardhan. One time, one of his associates, Shankarananda Saraswati, brought from Vrindavan, you know, Govardhan Shila, and a garland of conch shells to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he immediately took them and worshipped them. He used to put this Govardhan Shila to his heart, to his eyes, to his head, embrace it and cry. The Shila was moistened with Lord Chaitanya's tears. He would cry profusely embracing the Shila. And then he gave the Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami and told him to worship the Shila. Just with 8 manjaris, each one had to have 2 tulsi leaves, each manjari, and water. And he said, this is Krishna's body. This is Krishna's body. Nothing but Krishna's body. So, you have to love him completely, with no reservation. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami also added some sweets for the worship of Govardhan. So, Govardhan is very, very important. It's Krishna's body. And it is said in the Upadeshamrita, Vaikuntajanito vara madupurita trapi rasotsavab vrindaranna mudara pani ramanatta trapi govardhanat. Then Radha Kunda Mihapi Gokula Pate Premam Rita Plavanat Kurya Dasya Virajato Girita Tesevam Vivekinaka. It is said that superior to Vaikunta is Mathura, Mathura Dham, because Krishna took birth there. In Vaikunta you find the opulence, the Aishwarya of Krishna, the opulent situation where the devotees can worship him and derive, you know, the benefit of having the same form that Narayana has, the same place where he lives, the same riches, the same opulence, and being an associate of Narayana. So Vaikuntha is very opulent, but superior to Vaikuntha is Mathura. Because in Mathura, Krishna took birth from Devaki. And this taking birth, he has an intimate feeling, an intimate meaning and emotion for the devotees. So Mathura is higher than Vaikuntha, not because there is more opulence, but because there is more intimacy. And superior to Mathura is Vrindavan, because he also took birth from Yasoda. Krishna took birth simultaneously from Devaki and Yasoda. And when Devaki Krishna was carried by Vasudev to Nandagram, that Devaki Krishna merged into the body of Yasoda Krishna. Because Yashoda Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So, there is even more intimacy in Vrindavan, more than Mathura. Therefore, Vrindavan is superior. But Govardhan is even superior. Why? Because it was lifted by the finger of Krishna. And it's not only a matter of haste that is higher, but it's also there. You know, Krishna lifted it to glorify Govardhan. Govardhan was glorified by Krishna by being lifted like that. But also because is the best servant of Krishna. Haridasa Varyo, the best among Krishna's servants, because in a very simple way, in a very intimate, simple way, is the receptacle for Krishna's intimate pastimes. There's so many intimate pastimes of Krishna that go on in Govardhan. Krishna and Balaram, Radha and Krishna, they're all there. And they perform very wonderful, sweet pastimes. In Govardhan, near Govardhan, in the Kusum Sarovar and other. And of course, Radha Kunda is the highest. Radha Kunda Mihapi Gokula Pate Premamrita Plava. So it's because that's the liquid form of Radharani. It's pure liquid nectar. Radharani in the form of rasa, liquid rasa. The pure love of Krishna. The Mahabhava Svarupini, the highest emotion in love of God, supreme emotion of love of God. So that place is incredible. It's so incredible. And there is another reason also, because Govardhan, as Lord Chaitanya said, is Krishna himself, Krishna's body, it's Krishna himself. And Krishna, he shows that the best position by becoming Govardhan, by being Govardhan, the best position is not that of being the Lord. The best position is that of being the servant of the Lord. So he enjoys more by being the servant of himself than being served. That's Krishna's nature. So let's go for 1 minute to the history of Govardhan. You know, Leela of Govardhan. Govardhan was the son of Dronachala, king of mountains. And one time, you may know the story, but you know, today is Govardhan's birthday. So we have to recall that. Pulastya Muni once went and he said, well, living in a place where there are no mountains, you know, it's so flat, the land, I would like to have a mountain where I live, you know, because otherwise it's too flat and, you know, we get bored. Somehow or other. So he told Dronachala, why don't you give me your son, Govardhan? And, you know, Dronachala felt really, you know, devastated. He said, wow, Govardhan? You want to take Govardhan away? But he had to agree because, you know, otherwise the Muni would have cursed everyone. So he agreed and Govardhan said, okay, I'm coming, but wherever you put me down, there I will stay. I won't move. And the Muni said, ah, no problem. I have a mystic power. I can carry the whole universe in my hand. But, you know, for me, that's not a problem. I'll take you to the place where I want to take you. So they started the journey. And when they were flying in the sky, at one point, Govardhan saw the place where Krishna would have had his pastimes later on. So he became so heavy, that the Muni had to put him down. And he went for, you know, the call of nature, whatever it is, the Muni. Then when he came back, he tried to lift the hill, but he could not lift. He could not lift him. So he became very angry. He said, get up. You know, he said, no. Hare Krishna. Sridharas Bihari Chiki Jai. Shri Radha Damodar Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shigiri Govardhan Ki Jai. So, he said, no, you know, we had an agreement, wherever you put me down, I'll stay. So he didn't get up, and the Muni got so angry that he said, you'll diminish of a grain, of a mustard seed every day till you become, a flat thing, nothing will be left. And he went away. All right, therefore we see Govardhana's decrease in hate, it's not that high. But still, Govardhana was happy because Krishna would appear and the Govardhana Leela pastimes would take place. And how did this pastime take place? See, Krishna, when he does something, he has many reasons. He teaches many things, not just one, but many, many things. So in this Govardhana Leela pastimes, he is teaching many, many different subjects for our understanding and for our upliftment. So he, when he detected that Indra was getting puffed up, Ishamana, Ishvarabhava, this is a problem, this is a disease that all living entities have. They want to be the controllers. We all want to be a controller. Even an ant wants to be a controller in the ant hill. They fight amongst ants who controls, So everyone has got this problem. This Ishvarabhava and false prestige, Ishamana. So he detected that and said, okay, I'll have to help him. I'll have to correct this problem that he has. And the most important reason, of course, was that he wanted to increase the attachment of the Vrajavasis for him. So he knew, if I create a dangerous situation, they immediately run to me and they'll take shelter of me. And the Prabhupada gives the example that if you are in the cold, and you start feeling cold, then when you get into a warm place, that's a relief. And vice versa, if you're in a very hot place, then you go into a cool place, what a relief, So Krishna wanted to create a situation so that the Vrajavasis would become very fearful, would become anxious, and immediately would run to him and ask for, his loving shelter. So he said, okay, I have to do that. And he also wanted to teach that the right supreme philosophy, the supreme doctrine is bhakti. Bhaktiya mama vijananti yavanyaschasmitatvata. That's supreme. Bhakti is supreme. All other angas or aspects, of the Vedic culture or methods of elevation are secondary or even misleading. So he thought, when he saw that the coward man, Nanda Maharaj and others, were preparing to worship Indra, the god of the rains, who is fundamental. With no rain, no living entity can exist on this planet. So he saw that. And he said, he went to his father and said, please, don't humiliate me, don't treat me as a child, you are an open-minded person, a very liberal, king. Listen to what I'm saying. And he started expounding this karma mimamsa philosophy. He basically said, well, why are you worshipping Indra? He is just an officer. He doesn't have really any power. He has to do his duty like everyone does, If you perform pious activities in the proper way, he has to give the result. This world is practically nothing but a mechanical arrangement, and everyone has to play his part. It's like, soft, subtle technology. We are all into technology nowadays, right? Oh, you see this phone getting smaller, getting thinner. I can speak to Australia and tell them how are the kangaroos, from Mumbai. And, technology. Everyone loves technology. So the Vedic technology of the Karma Mimamsa was you perform the right sacrifices, you chant the right mantras, you do the right things, and then you get a better body. You get an higher type of body that lives for thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, people in that have that frame of mind, you know, kamat manas varga para, janma karma phala pradam, kriya vishesha baulam, bhogaishvarya gatim prati. They can't see anything else but that. Oh, I'll live for tens of thousands of years, I'll live for millions of years with a beautiful body and surrounded by beautiful situations and beautiful people. You know, they think like that. So, Krishna said to his father, you know, that's all, you know. We don't have to ask for anyone's mercy, really. What we have to ask is to be able to perform our duty properly, because everything is the modes of nature, one's bhava, the mechanical workings of karma. That's karma mimamsa. That's all there is. And even the controllers, they have to, you know, they have to undergo these laws of karma. Basically, it's a form of atheism with reincarnation. You know? So, but you reincarnate better if you follow the proper rules. And he instructed this philosophy, and everyone, you know, out of love for Krishna, not because they were really convinced, but out of love for Krishna, his father and the other said, all right, you know, okay, that's the philosophy, and so what? And Krishna said, what is necessary for us to perform our duty? Grass, water, these things. And who is providing these things? Govardhan. Govardhan gives the grass, gives the caves, gives this, gives that, you know. So why don't we worship the hill? No, that's more practical. It's, you know, it took sort of a pragmatic approach, you know. Let's not go for, you know, being devoted to the God. You know, that's not necessary. No, practically speaking, you know, we have even never seen Indra. You know, practically speaking, what we see is the hill. And the hill is giving everything. So let's worship the hill. And so they became convinced. I mean, this was a tradition, you know, of forefathers upon forefathers, you know. And they give it up. Just because Krishna says, give it up. So that's due to, you know, the affection and the intrinsic faith they have in him. You know, the inhabitants of Vrindavan are the most faithful devotees. They have such faith in Krishna, such love for Krishna, that they don't even need to know that he is God in order to do what he wants to do. to let him do what he wants, you know. So they agree, and this worship of Govardhan starts. Everything was meant to be, that was meant to be for Indra, you know, redirected towards Govardhan. Wow. And the devas are there, they look, they see. Of course, in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada said, the devas don't even come and pass urine on earth because it's so contaminated. But at that time, they used to watch and see what's happening with the humans. Are they offering their yagya to us? Are, you know, is everything under control, you know? So, you know, he was watching and said, oh, are they worshipping a hill? Because the child said, don't worship Indra, worship a hill. So that was paradoxical. That was absolutely unacceptable for Indra. So he became mad, especially when he saw that, you know, so many offerings, so many things were offered to the hill, and the hill ate everything, because Krishna said, I am Govardhan. And he expanded in a huge form, and everything that had been offered to him, he swallowed. He swallowed. And he was saying, Anior, Anior, no, there's a place in Govardhan, you know, give me more, give me more. So he was like that. So Indra felt, wow, this is really humiliating for me, and it's terrible. It's actually, it's It's, these people are offense personified. You know, when one thinks he is in a controller, he's in a superior position, he thinks, well, if you don't respect me, you're not doing good to yourself. You should be respectful to the authorities. And if you don't respect the authorities, it means you are sort of putting in danger, in jeopardy, the old principle of hierarchy, the old principle of authority, and that can be very destructive. So, it's true. But if one is attached to his position, and he uses that to get worship for himself, so that's pretentious, that's bogus, that's cheating. It's true that hierarchy is there, and authority must be there. But the authority has to be pure. Krishna is the supreme authority, and he deserves all respect. So Indra is quoting, oh, they are offensive because they don't lack respect for authority, but he's actually thinking of himself. And he is lacking respect for Krishna, who is the supreme authority. So anyhow, he becomes enraged, furious, and he sends the Samvartaka cloud that, you know, can flatten the universe, can cover the universe with water and destroy everything. So he sends that cloud with lightning bolts, and the whole thing becomes terrible. Cold, ice, hail, everything comes down from the sky, and these poor inhabitants of Vrindavan, you know, they live in a simple life. They don't have, you know, whatever, you know, steel, you know. And even if they had steel roofs, and you know, that couldn't protect them from Indra's wrath. So they are suffering like anything. And spontaneously, what do? They don't start saying, "Oh, why did we avoid worship Indra?" To worship Indra, why didn't we worship Indra? Why did we make this mistake? No, they didn't think like this. They didn't think like that. They didn't regret in any way what they had done. They immediately ran to Krishna, spontaneously. They ran to Krishna. Krishna, help us. Krishna, help us. Only you can help us. This is like inbuilt in within their consciousness, within the Hridaya Kandara, or the cave of their heart. Krishna, only Krishna can protect me. Only Krishna can save me. So they immediately ran to him. And what did Krishna do? Out of his inconceivable power, well, he said, okay, now I'm gonna enjoy this pastime. And he, first of all, he protected all the inhabitants of Vrindavan and himself also from even being touched by one drop of rain. In other words, when Krishna left his house and he went towards Govardhan, not even a drop of water went on his turban. Can you imagine? Indra is throwing all his power against, and not even a drop of water touches his turban. Not even one drop. And then he reaches Govardhan, lifts it, as we know, with his left hand, the little finger, a big, huge mountain lifts it up. But still, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of cows and calves and gaur boys and other animals, etc. Well, what happens? Govardhan expands. Govardhan. There is no problem for Krishna as far as dimensions are concerned. Time and space are not limiting elements for Krishna. So Govardhan expands and everyone goes underneath. Wow, and the weather is mild. It's very sweet. And everyone feels totally fulfilled in their desires. They no hunger, no thirst, nothing. Not only for those who are, you know, beneath Govardhan, but also those animals that when you lift it up, it's not that he first said, everyone come down, please, that I got to lift, you know. It wasn't possible. So even those who were on top of Govardhan, they didn't feel any problem. No rain, no hail, nothing. The weather was very mild on top of Govardhan as well as underneath Govardhan, beneath Govardhan. So, you know, and everyone was in ecstasy because Krishna was there in a very intimate situation. That's why Govardhan is superior to Vrindavan. Because everyone is really there, packed at Krishna's lotus feet. They're very close to him, you know, all of them. So that's the beautiful Govardhan Hill, Lila, Govardhan Lila. So, and then Indra realizes, whoa, I mean, who can do something like this? Only someone who possesses inconceivable power. Inconceivable power means absolute power. Absolute power. He understands that and he becomes shy and his devotional nature emerges again. Then Krishna, when Indra understands that and withdraws the clouds and everything, then Indra puts down the hill, like, you know, which he had lifted, like if it were a mushroom or something. He puts it down the same place. And everyone goes back to their respective places. And as we know, then every time there is a Leela like that of Krishna, all, you know, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they still don't realize who Krishna is really. So they go to Nanda Maharaj and ask, well, how can he do stuff like this? You know, who is he? You know, we can't understand. They're really puzzled about it. They're really puzzled, you know. Yogamaya is very expert, you know. Even after seeing something like this, that, you know, so definitely only God can do stuff like that. Only God can control all the devas. He is Deva Deva, the controller of the devas. And they still are puzzled, amazed. Now, there's another sector of people that are puzzled, amazed, they don't believe. And it's not, they're not under Yoga Maya. They're under Mahamaya. Nam prakasa sarvasa yogamaya samavrita. They are under yogamaya, but a special aspect of yogamaya, mudayam nabijananti. These are mudas. They think that God, how can God come, lift, you know, have a child form, lift a mountain? This must be mythology, you know, some nice stories. You know, why should any? Why should it be like a principle up in the spiritual sky, in a movable, you know, principle that everyone worships, like in a gyanic way, you know? God is the supreme enjoyer. The supreme enjoyer enjoys in very intimate ways. That's his real nature. I mean, all of us, we like to have knowledge, we like to have powers, we like to have, but what is the thing that we like, that we desire the most? An intimate, pure love. That's what we desire. So, that comes from Krishna. Krishna desires intimate, pure, unalloyed love with his devotees, with his parts and parcels. So, that, and then he performs pastimes. It's not just a concept, this love. You know, love has to be lived in practical life. Therefore, he manifests Vrindavan, Govardhan, etc. And, of course, for those who don't want to see, you know, as it said in the Brahma Samhita, Yastu Indra Gopa Atavindra Maosva Karma Bandhano Rupa Falabhaja Namata Noti Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. is impartial, actually. He sees those that don't want to have anything to do with him. Okay, he gives them the fruit of their activity. In that sense, it's a mechanical arrangement. But for those who are devotees, he burns to the root the desire for fruitive activities, and he gives them pure love, devotional service, in pure love. Now, the question may arise, if Krishna creates the law of karma, as, you know, he was explaining to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, so are these people that are within the laws of karma lost to eternity? What is there for them? How can they be helped, lifted? What Krishna didn't say to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, what the karma mimamsa philosophy is lacking of, is that within the karmic laws there is inbuilt a system for elevating to goodness and eventually to pure goodness the living beings. In other words, Krishna hasn't created a mechanism and sent everyone to hell. Go in the karma, in the world of karma, and don't come and see me anymore. I don't want to see your face anymore. You know, he didn't do that. He has created a mechanism that through the suffering, Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna Mamudgeta, you know, everywhere there is birth and death and suffering, Dukkalaya Masasvatam, you know, he has created a system by which, you know, when one comes, particularly to the human form of life, he has the impetus to try to get rid of miseries and see things, you know, as they are in reality. So by doing that, he has embedded his mercy in this mechanical arrangement. He hasn't given up anyone. Even an ant hasn't been given up by Krishna. Krishna will not forget anyone. And he travels, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Ridase Arjuna Tistati Brahmanyam Sarva Bhutani Jantra Rudani Mayaya, is traveling in this Jantra Rudani with the soul and waits, even if it takes aeons, it takes, you know, eras for that to happen. He waits for the soul to wake up to the eternal relationship that ends with him. So Krishna is very merciful. But particularly his mercy becomes manifested in the relationship he has with the devotees. There he can't contain himself. So as when he was lifting Govardhan Hill, you know, at one point, as you know, the hill trembled. You know that the hill started trembling. And why did it start trembling? Because he was looking at the breasts of the gopis. So, you know, and Balaram said, hey, it's moving. No, don't do that. So he contained himself. Now, we are not talking about material breasts that are, you know, we know what they are made of. But the breasts of the gopis are the manifestation of their love for him, you know. A lady, you know, when her breast is, in her breast is her emotions like that. So by looking at their devotion and their emotions, which is devotion for him, Krishna, he got captured. So, with the devotees, there is this beautiful rasa, that he becomes captured by their love and by their emotions. But he is merciful with everyone. Everyone. He was merciful with Indra as well. And Indra, when he comes with Surabhi and offers prayers, calls him Govinda, you know, the protector of cows and the brahmanas and the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So, we'll conclude by saying, hau bhagyam nanda gopa vrajokasam yan mitram paramanandam purna brahma sanatanam. How fortunate are the inhabitants of Vrindavan, because the Supreme Absolute Truth, the total, complete form of happiness, Satchitananda, has become their friends. Jai, Shri Giri Govardhan ki jai, Giridhari Maharaj ki jai, Shinitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Vo. So are there any questions or comments? Am I late? Yeah, I'm probably a little bit late. Okay. Thank you very much. I was here when this place was inaugurated. Actually, I was here with just short snippets of the past. All people, all bodies, always have to remember past incidents. So I remember being here in 1974 with Srila Prabhupada for a couple months before he went to Italy. I'm from Italy, and then I also went there. And Srila Prabhupada would give darshan up on the roof of one of those buildings that were around here. And Radharas Bihari were staying in this small little thing, you know, which I used to clean every morning at 3 o'clock. Giriraj, at the time, Brahmachari, used to wake me up. I would sleep there in that corrugated sheet, you know, small temple. And I don't know, maybe he liked me. He wanted me to clean. Oh, maybe he thought that I was cleaning well or something. So at 3 o'clock, he would wake me up. I go and take a shower, then clean the floor in front of Shishi Radharas Bihari. And then Mangalartik was there. And then we were myself and Anirdesha Bapu, his name now is Bhaktivedya Purna Swami. He was Brahmachari at the time. We were given the service of cleaning the brass, cleaning the brass utensils, and we would really get into competition, because then Prabhupada would come out and go for the morning walk, and whoever had finished cleaning his brass, you know, on time would go on the walk with him. And Bhaktivedya Purna says that I would cheat and put part of my brass in his play. But it was him that was cheating and putting his in my, you know, I remember that. Anyway. So, and I remember Srila Prabhupada standing and looking at us, clean the brass. And Giriraj was going around, you know, trying to get people to wake up to go on the morning walk with Prabhupada. Everyone was, you know, was a little bit austere, so I'm not criticizing. So many devotees were just, you know, tired and sleepy. But then there was the walk with Srila Prabhupada on the beach, and it was very wonderful. And that was very nice time. And then, unfortunately, you know, Srila Prabhupada left this planet, and this place was inaugurated. And I remember one funny character, with no offense intended, a politician came. He had a green, some cover on his head. He had a green cap on his head. And so he said that Krishna had incarnated in the Bharat Janatiya party or something like this. I don't remember what he said. He made a whole political speech. But it was a beautiful, beautiful inauguration, and sad at the same time, because remember Srila Prabhupada staying in his quarter upstairs, and he wasn't here for this inauguration. And I'll also say another thing that happened to me. Today is Govardhan's appearance. It'll take me 2 minutes. You all must have read that Prabhupada says, you know, that, you know, don't take shilas, don't take stones from Govardhan. And he said, put them back. If someone takes, you know, you have to put them back. Because, you know, it's Krishna. It's Krishna, but, you know, it's like a deity. You don't bring the deity around. You can commit offenses. So when I lived in India for 8 years, till January 81. So, but, you know, I had so much service to do that I never had gone to Govardhan before. So after I moved back to Italy, one time I came and I went for Govardhan Parikram. First time in my life. I had so much service to do. I, you know, took care of things and etc. etc. So first time I go, and it was 1986. Actually, yeah, 1986. No, 1987 probably. 1987. So then I get back to Milan, where I live most of my time, and the day after I arrive back, I find that a devotee had come with two Govardhan Shilas. I said, oh God, you know, what am I going to do now? We had these two Govardhan Shilas. We're going to commit a lot of offenses. They have to be brought back to Govardhan. We have to send them back to Govardhan. So I arrange for a devotee to go to India 2 or 3 days after, because I was panicking. So I was panicking. We're going to commit some offenses and we're all going to die, something. So how can we worship God? So I prepared, you know, something, cloth, you know, silk. I put the two shilas in the silk cloth, wrapped them around the neck of these devotees, that then, you know, left, went to the airport. First he had to stop in Milan. We have a center inside Milan also, restaurant and temple. So, you know, first he had to stop there and then go to the airport. So I said, oh, what a relief. Now they've gone back. You know, the Shilas have gone back. The day after I go to Milan and the Shilas are there. I said, what happened? He said, he forgot them. And there weren't two. There were three. Three Shilas. From two, they had become three. Another devotee had taken another Shila from India and had it to the other two. So I said, what's happening here? It's, you know, I was really going mad. So again, I arranged for another devotee to go to India with the three Shilas. You know, and I said, I'm personally going to go with him and see that, you know, but I couldn't go that day. It was like a few days after that. He again passes through Milan. I'm not joking. He forgets the Shilas there. And I go, and there are four. Another devotee brought another Govardhan Shila. So I said, there's something mystical here. So I asked Ayodhyapati Prabhu, Bibi Govind, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj. I said, help me out here. He's my old friend. Said, you know, every time I try to send them back, they there is one more, you know. So, you know, how am I going to do? Said, please ask him, Vrindavan. So he asked several devotees, all the devotees. And they said, you know, no, Govardhan wants to be worshipped by you. You have to surrender. So I surrendered. And we started in 1987, the worship. I promised Govardhan that every day I would do some mana puja. But for many years I also worshipped directly, but my GBC duties, trustee, BBT trustee duties, you know, and, you know, I have disciples also, so it took me all over the world, you know, and it's a problem. So, but it's still worshipping great, great, great opulence. And now we have, I think, 25 Shilas, Govardhan Shilas. You know, they know that the worship there is very opulent, so they are always coming. They are in the altar with Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So this is a story that I just wanted to share with you. I really sincerely tried to send them back, but they came in larger number. So the worship has been going on 30 years. And I would say it's by the grace of Govardhan that we have beautiful project there, you know, very, very expensive extended project, temple and. So, thank you very much for your patience. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Sri Giri Govardhan ki! Sri Sri Radha Damodar ki! Sinitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Vo, Hare Krishna, thank you very much.